The agency that oversees child welfare in Washington wants to hire nearly 100 more child protection workers, but the budget request comes after years of lawsuits that cost the state more than $150 million. Now the question is whether Washington's Department of Social and Health Services has taken adequate steps to learn from child welfare cases that went awry. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
In Shelton, Washington, CPS worker Exelora Brownell pulls up in front of a run-down mobile home. A single dad lives here and is raising an infant with a serious physical disability. No one is home. There's a softball-sized hole in the front window of the trailer, letting cold air in. Brownell says they're trying to get the dad and the baby moved to something more habitable.
Because this is not a great situation for him to be with a newborn.
Next stop, an unannounced visit on a family that's the subject of a new CPS complaint. As we drive through rural Mason County, Brownell tells me her story.
It scared me originally to think about doing this.
Brownell remembers when she was an intern tagging along with a CPS investigator who had to locate a family living in the woods.
And we were just tromping through kind of this foresty area, and I was like, so you're going to be out here? You mean I would be out here by myself doing this? And he was like, yeah.
Brownell made up her mind right then.
I was like, wow, I can't do this.
But when she graduated in social work, it was the job available. And now Brownell says she can't imagine doing anything else. But there's always pressure to make the right decision, keeping a family together or remove a child, pressure to respond to new cases quickly, pressure to close cases out.
You know, I have several cases that are over 90 days, and so every month I have to account as to why those cases remain open.
Brownell has 17 open cases. The Washington Department of Social and Health Services says a quarter of its CPS workers are juggling more than 25 cases at a time. The national standard is 15. Part of the problem is fresh reports of child abuse and neglect keep pouring in, up 10,000 over the last 2 years.
No person can do a good job investigating a CPS complaint fully when they have that much new work coming at them.
Jennifer Struess heads the DSHS division that oversees CPS. She's requested 93 more CPS positions in the next two-year budget. Struess knows lawmakers will have a lot of competing needs to pay for.
But I also think we'd be remiss not to do that, considering, you know, we get vilified in the press all the time about not doing this or not doing that. And a huge reason for that in these times is lack of staff, lack of resources.
State Representative Ruth Kagi agrees.
It truly is a crisis.
Kagi is a Democrat who chairs the House Human Services Committee. She supports the request for more CPS workers, but acknowledges quickly swelling the ranks comes with risk.
You're always going to have mistakes, especially when you have a lot of brand new caseworkers coming through.
DSHS has a long record of costly mistakes. Recently, Washington paid nearly $10 million to five children who suffered years of abuse and even starvation, despite dozens of complaints to CPS. Seattle attorney David Moody represented those children. He's made a career suing DSHS for negligence.
Usually there's a constellation of warnings that are ignored by a variety of people over a long period of time.
A study in 2010 identified errors that were common among DSHS cases that resulted in lawsuits. The report also revealed a major gap. The agency did not have a system in place to ensure that lessons learned reached all frontline staff. DSHS says it continues to address areas of practice that need improvement, and it's gotten outside help to better train its workers. Even so, State Senator Steve O'Bann is not convinced the agency has overcome its systemic and cultural deficiencies.
My level of confidence is not high.
O'Bann is a Republican who chairs the Senate Human Services Committee. He says he won't prejudge the request for more staff, but
there are some major problems there that need to be fixed, and money, throwing more money at it, is probably not the fundamental issue.
Back in Mason County, CPS investigator Exelora Brownell has arrived unannounced at the home where there's been an allegation of abuse. Brownell approaches the stepmom on the porch.
All right, and so there's a new investigation that's opened.
Brownell gets a profanity-laced earful from the stepmom. She listens, takes notes, asks questions. Then it's time to go.
All right. Sorry to bother you.
Brownell's investigation is just beginning. She now has 30 days to determine if there's a safety threat to the children. Brownell says the hardest part of her job is deciding to remove a child. The first time she did it literally left her shaking. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.